Now, if we're looking at buying an iPhone or an iPad, it might pay to wait.
Yeah, Apple is reportedly considering a date or near March the 8th to hold a spring event. And what we should see there is a new iPhone SE, an updated iPad, and potentially a new Mac on there as well. So it'll be a virtual event, which means I do have to get up in the middle of the night still and go along and watch it. The new iPhone SE is their budget iPhone, and it should connect to the 5G network. They'll give it all new internals out there as well. So if you're after a new iPhone as well, just hold off because this might be the iPhone for you. A refreshed iPad Air. The iPad Air sits between the basic iPad and the iPad Pro. It's about $800-$900 as well. So that they'll give it a brand new chipset in there. Both of them will have 5G connectivity in there as well. It always pays to wait, Lee, when Apple start to announce new things because sometimes prices change out there for everything and you want to get the latest and greatest.
So at this stage, we're looking around about a month's time, aren't we? But if anything like Cricket Australia, no guarantee. So we'll wait.
Exactly right,
it could be March 8, exactly. Spotify now got a few million users.
It has. And the reason I'm bringing up is Spotify, 406 million monthly users, are up 18% year over year. But the firm reports an operating loss again. They've never made money. $69 million on revenues of $2.7 billion as well. They actually pay the least when it comes to artists out there. And that, you know, and they still can't make money on there. So if you're a Spotify user, good luck to you on there as well. I personally have got, I've got the free one. I've got accounts with all of them. But you know what? I listen to most of my music through Apple and YouTube. YouTube actually pay artists some more the most.
And that's important, I believe, making sure that the artists
get the
amount of money. I can't believe the firm reported operating loss of $69 million on revenues.
Never made money since day one.
That's nuts. Tell us a little bit about Gmail.
I love Gmail. I think Gmail, for people out there, if you have problems with spam, get yourself a Gmail account, and spam seems to go away on there as well because they put it all into a category and you really never have to worry about it on there as well. And your current email address, people out there, can be redirected to your Gmail account. Gmail can answer that email if it's from, let's say, your Big Pond, Ironet or Optus account on there as well. They can still send and receive through a Gmail account, but Gmail can take care of all the rubbish on there for you. But their current interface, which you look at, let's say on Google Chrome, it's a bit claustrophobic. Icons, tabs, and the chat boxes suffocate the screen. But they're going to clean it all up. They're going to have a new Gmail design, which will be down there in the coming weeks. So it'll be easy to swap between Mail, Chat, Spaces, and the Meet apps. A lot of businesses use the Meet apps on there as well. They'll all exist in a single menu on the far left-hand side of the screen below an expandable hamburger menu. It'll look really nice. So, because a lot of people out there say, I don't want to go to Gmail, Richard, because I don't like the look of it. Well, you're getting a new look. So good.